What the bleep happened here? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You drive by that Krispy Kreme and you see that sign say hot, you pull your car in there and you get me a dozen glazed donuts and you make sure they on my desk Saturday morning. I don't care about anything else. Just get... And the sign gotta say hot.
Hot.
You gotta say hot. Make sure when you getting them donuts, make sure you ain't eating any of them donuts. You leave them donuts alone.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hot.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know what goes great with a Johnny Cash song?
What's that? You drive by that Krispy Kreme and you see that sign say hot. You pull your car in there and you get me a dozen glazed donuts. And you make sure they on my desk Saturday morning.
Yep. Hot donuts. Hot. Hot donuts, Jack.
Listen, like some right now.
I don't care about anything else. Get... And the sign gotta say hot.
Hot. Get me some donuts.
You gotta say hot. Make sure when you get them donuts, make sure you ain't eating any of them donuts. You leave them donuts alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
In about 15 minutes, we'll be talking to the number one movie star in the world.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
You called it.
It's time for Mike O'Mara's Boner City, when we finally will talk to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
We got about 10 minutes with the world's greatest movie star.
How often do we get the star of the hottest movie in America?
Absolutely never.
Never. I don't believe it's ever happened. It's happening today.
And a star who you have been championing
yes.
for years.
I certainly hope you give me full credit for that.
Yes, I will.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. However, I believe you may be more familiar with his body of work than I am.
Sadly.
In that, well, I wouldn't say this to Mr. Johnson, but you watch anything. You watch it all, don't you? You watch it all.
Anything. Nothing gets by
Mike, you. Mike, I think a more positive spin would be you watch everything.
You watch everything.
As opposed yes. to anything.
Yes, everything.
Because after all, I don't watch... Well, I do watch everything.
You do watch everything.
But...
You give everything, you know, in that way, you know, you often have been labeled a little closed-minded and set in your ways, but you actually are very open-minded when it comes to cinematic entertainment. You'll actually go out and you'll watch...
Sample. And
everything. Uh-huh. I won't say anything. Everything.
Because I won't watch anything.
You will watch anything you want.
Because you could come up with... This is a good day when I'm on the meds. You could come up with a list of movies or crappy movies, and I would tell you honestly.
You've watched, you say you don't watch chick flicks, but you still do occasionally.
Sure.
You know, you don't like them. You don't like to go to them.
Just this past weekend, I got you to watch a few minutes of The Barefoot Executive with Kurt Russell and a monkey.
Well, that's just you and our retarded friendship.
But you see,
that's television. I'm talking about taking the time to get in an automobile, go out to a theater.
Oh, like a theater experience.
Yes,
oh.
Purchase some popcorn.
See, I thought you were just talking about overall.
No.
Nope.
You enjoy everything. You don't enjoy everything. You see everything. Mm-hmm. You're right. I won't say.
You crave everything.
I won't say anything.
Because you know why it is that I've seen everything? I've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere,
it's
Jack.
Because, I'll tell you this, Mike.
Yes.
In my Darvocet-induced haze.
Yeah.
Compromise, Jack. That is the key to a relationship.
That's right.
The reason that
that's right. It's normally, is it really, though?
Because
you've seen some of these things that you've seen all by your onesies.
Mike, so... Give me an example, and I will own up to it.
Okay.
However, I'll tell you that there are things like Georgia Rule.
Yeah.
That movie was out in the theaters. We never were able to see it because it was only out for 2 weeks.
Right.
I did have to rent the DVD
mm-hmm.
and did sit down and did have to watch it with Jan.
Right.
And didn't watch it again by myself.
Yeah.
I'll give you one, a movie that she likes and I hate, and I watch it now. Oh, no. That's not true. I watch it now so I can mock her.
Okay.
You've Got Mail.
Uh-huh.
That is my girlfriend's favorite movie.
But, you know, You've Got Mail was a smash. So You've Got Mail, even though it is a chick flick, even though it is a compromise movie, You've Got Mail is a movie that well, you have to admit, has some entertainment value.
I can find none in it.
It's a big hit.
I can really find none in it, yet I know the movie off the top of my head, backwards and forwards, because I've seen it so many times, or I've walked in the room and Janet's had it on. And sometimes I'm guilty. She'll come in the room and say, oh, you've got my movie on. And it's because maybe you're right. Maybe
and
I'm watching
it. You know, it's got the wonderful Tom Hanks and the wonderful Meg Ryan in it.
You know who's good in that movie? Okay, you're right. I'm a fag. That's a good one.
No, You've Got Mail's a decent movie.
Yeah, mainstream.
No, it's not. It's a piece of
garbage. Chick flick, but it's a chick flick that has some entertainment. No, it's got a story.
It's a Nora Ephron movie, and she should be taken out back and beaten with a film can.
Wow.
I swear to God, she can't make a movie that a man can sit through.
Yet you are drawn to it like a moth to a flame.
Yes, boy.
Yes, there, boy.
Yes, boy.
You love that film, boy. Give us a better example of a movie. I'm talking about, now, and I want to say this with all due respect, I'm talking about real crap that
How about not that I've gone to see? Because there's a difference between going to see a movie in a theater when it's a crapshoot, because the critic might be wrong, your girlfriend might be wrong, you might be pressured into it. I think what you're talking about is, like, if I'm at home and I'm watching TV by myself and an awful movie comes up.
Yes.
Here's a prime example. The movie is called Falling in Love with Robert De Niro.
And Meryl Streep.
And Meryl Streep.
Oh, that is bad.
That's a movie I watch.
All right. We're still not getting to the bottom of this because that, at least, you're talking about two legendary actors
that are both legends
in their own right.
Yes, but the worst performances of their careers. This was much before The French Lieutenant's Woman. This was before
Sophie's Choice.
The Deer Hunter, I believe. Maybe I'm out of
chronological
order.
Might have been after Sophie's Choice.
But they weren't the mega stars that they are now.
Do you know the genre I'm looking for here? I'm looking for the genre, and Rob, I know you had held up Sandler.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to mention Sandler, because Sandler had some box office smashes.
Those are man's movies, movies.
Let me think of another actor, and I'm thinking he's a Sandler wannabe.
I know.
Who am I talking about?
Chris Kattan.
Not Chris Kattan.
Shut up.
It's the guy that you went to see the dog movie, didn't you? Where, what the hell is the actor's name?
Jack Black?
No, what, Rob?
Is it Must Love Dogs?
Not Must Love Dogs. It's where the guy turns into a dog, and he does dog.
Tim Allen?
Shallow Hal?
No, not Shallow Hal.
Tim Allen?
He's less than Tim Allen. He's less than Jack Black.
Wow.
But he has made some movies. And I went to a Maxim party with the guy.
I have no idea. Although
I remember that you went to Maxim party with the guy.
Yes. And I can't, for the life of me, for the love of God, I can't remember his name.
The John Cusack movie Serendipity is also one that I would stand here in a room full of men.
All right, in the Adam Sandler movie, all right, where he is with Drew Barrymore, 50 First Dates.
I hate that.
He plays the guy with, like, the one eye.
He's
the guy with the blind eye.
So he's in that movie?
He's a character actor. In that particular movie.
No idea, Mike.
Anyone have any idea who I'm talking about here?
No idea what you're talking about.
He was a Saturday Night Live guy, too.
You mean Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider.
Schneider, the Schneider.
Thank you.
What is
On all of your Darva set and all of your Perkinan, you do better than everybody else.
What does
says.
Rob Schneider have to do with chick flicks?
I said you would go to a Rob Schneider film.
Like The Animal.
I'm not talking chick flicks. I'm talking about the body of work that you take in.
I will debate you on this and tell you.
Have you gone to a Rob Schneider film?
I have not.
Well, then I'm wrong.
You son of a bitch.
A thousand apologies. I am very wrong, but then I have to go back to Sandler. Did you miss anything that Sandler did?
I told you the string started to break with Big Daddy.
With Big Daddy?
Big Daddy was the beginning of the end for me and Adam Sandler.
Right. Did you see Walking Tall with The Rock?
Did not.
Okay. I
did not,
either.
Mike.
Did Little Nicky come before or after Big Daddy? Was that in his hot streak?
After, I think.
I liked Little Nicky.
Who did?
That's what he was, the devil's son.
Exactly.
He had that absolutely retarded, even more retarded way of speaking.
And we discussed the other day that you like Billy Madison.
Well, his first
and
was
you
greatest.
Don't.
Well, I watched Billy Madison just the other day. I watched a big chunk of Billy Madison, and you know what it is, and with all due respect, well, you're not the Adam Sandler lover you once were.
No, I'm not walking around holding a torch for the
guy. Billy Madison is stick your tongue to the front of your mouth and go, and talk like this with your tongue out the whole time.
Like him.
And just like this. That's the way he does all his talking.
That's funny, Mike.
But we all can agree on his opus, which is Happy Gilmore, his greatest film.
You cannot like Happy Gilmore.
I like Happy Gilmore. I like moments in Happy Gilmore. I think the moments are very terrific. I like moments in Billy Madison when Darren McGavin's on screen.
All I know is that tonight I've made – we got a break so we can talk to your friend Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, thank you for calling him my friend.
I've made the ultimate decision. I think I was debating this last week. Excuse me. Wow, these pills. I did like what you did with the hitting the microphone.
And I never do it with pills. I'm just naturally spastic.
I'm naturally spastic, Adam Sandler.
If he'd go back to that, I'd go to his movies in a heartbeat.
I'm Billy Madison. Going back to grade school and eating paste.
Mike,
yes.
Come on.
I watched it just the other day.
Billy Madison.
Madison. You like Billy Madison.
You will go see Billy Madison.
You drink enough, you can see a movie like that.
Anyway, the decision was finally made. CSI, I do, old friend, as far as being a show that I'm going to watch live on Thursday nights.
Right.
CSI has now been relegated, not even to TiVoing. CSI, I'm going to watch it when I'm done watching all the seasons of the season of The Office.
Oh, no.
Whoa, that's big. Okay, I can understand that. The Office is great.
Same thing as I do with CSI Miami. Mm-hmm. I don't TiVo CSI Miami. Mm-hmm. I watch CSI Miami when football's over in January.
Well, you know what I will be watching, my friend? Do you know what I will be watching tonight?
Oh, you got it?
I will be watching TBS High Def.
Mm-hmm. Amen,
thanks
my friend.
To you and your wonderful appeal.
Amen.
I do appreciate that. I talked about it yesterday. It's old news, but thank you very much.
The tide has turned. Watch out, CSI. Mm-hmm. You lost me.
CSI is no longer. CSI, what's wrong with you?
How can you not think
he's at his absolute most
funny.
Doing that in Billy Madison. That's where he does it. That's where he was completely out of control.
What about when he's just laying in the pool drinking? Come on.
It's not a pool, Don. It's a fountain.
It's classic.
Classic.
We'll be right back with Dwayne Johnson.
This is the Don and Mike Show.